This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about this weekend. You can call us with questions about medicine or health or nutrition. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your query about whatever you'd like to talk about. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got lots of time to take your phone call this hour or next. We also have lots of stories to share with you. We're going to talk about how doctors interrupt patients. Doctors' listening skills could be honed. Also, what did prehistoric man eat? That's an important question when we define the paleo diet. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. And how are you feeling today? How old do you feel? Because that question may be important, or even more important, than your chronological age. Now, if you ask me that question, it kind of depends on the day, right? You know, when you're just north of a certain age, every morning is an adventure in terms of how you're going to feel, whatever aches and pains you may experience, your energy levels. But how old you feel may mean more than your actual birth date, according to a new study. The study was done at the University of Montpellier in France. They examined data from three longitudinal studies, which together tracked more than 17,000 middle-aged and elderly participants. And it turns out that feeling younger than your years, not surprisingly, also seems to come with a lower risk of depression and general mental well-being as we age. Well, that may not be a cause and effect. There's sort of reverse causality there, because if you got a good mental attitude, maybe you'll subtract a few years from your chronological age. Feeling younger than your years means better physical health, including your risk of dementia, and a reduced chance that you'll be hospitalized for illness. Now, most people in the study shaved off a few years when asked how old they felt. Most people felt about 8 years younger than their actual chronological age. And you might say that that's a form of denial, but it's actually a constructive form of denial, because it was associated with better health, better mental outlook, may guide us toward better health outcomes. But some of the individuals in the study felt that they had aged, and the consequences were pretty dire for them. Feeling between 8 and 13 years older than your actual age resulted in an 18 to 25% greater risk of death over the study periods and greater disease burden. And you might say, well, other things like education, race, or marital status, these had something to do with it. But no, this was controlled for in the study. It seemed that mental attitude, a youthful mental attitude, reigned supreme in terms of dictating health outcomes. So, interesting study. Maybe you should think young rather than adhere to your chronological age. All right, if you got a teen who's underperforming in school, and who doesn't? Because these days, there's a lot of problems associated with our younger generation in terms of academic performance. Lots of kids being diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. And sometimes parents bring their kids to see me in an effort to straighten them out. Maybe the kids are suffering from depression or poor academic performance. And, of course, their diets are abysmal. And maybe there's a nutritional link, and that's something that I explore. Well, here's a study that validates that approach. Headline, adherence to Mediterranean diet improves teens' grades. Researchers in Spain, which is one of the homes of the traditional Mediterranean diet, no longer because fast food has invaded the Spanish scene big time, researchers assessed the relationship between adherence to the Mediterranean diet and academic performance and whether the diet's effect on sleep. Yeah, diet does have an impact on sleep, doesn't it? If you jazz yourself up with caffeine and chemicalized food and sugar, it has a sleep-robbing effect. So they looked at academic performance, sleep characteristics, among 269 teenagers in Castellón, Spain. And adolescents who adhered to the diet showed improvements in sleep quality, language skills, core subjects, verbal ability, and grade point average. So they say here, one of the lead researchers on the study says, quote, the association between the Mediterranean diet and academic performance could be related to the key role that dietary patterns and nutrients exert on the brain. Hey, what a concept. Feed your head. He goes on to say, the consumption of polyunsaturated fatty acids abundant in olives, nuts, and fish increases the levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factors, BDNF, which is like Miracle-Gro for your neurons in your brain, which stimulate cognitive functioning. This, in turn, may improve academic performance. So think diet, not necessarily Adderall, when it comes to kids' performance in school. And, oh, by the way, there's a new study out this week which states that, you know how parents are often shopping neurologists, pediatric neurologists, to get their kids a diagnosis of attention deficit disorder so they can get ADD meds, and then they can get a handicap dispensation at school so that they can take more time to do tests because they have a diagnosis of attention deficit disorder. This is a real popular theme among parents who are trying to advance their kids' academic careers. It's real popular these days. And a new study suggests that this may be a misconception, that these ADD drugs actually have no impact on academic performance. A fascinating new study that suggests that while you may seem more jazzed up, and who isn't more jazzed up when you're taking speed, academic performance is actually not enhanced by these so-called smart drugs. It may be dumb to take them. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, taking your questions, 877-726-8255. Let's talk to Paul. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you so much for all the excellent information. In treating people with inflammatory bowel disease, I know you're an expert in the area. Are there times when you need to combine the specific carbohydrate diet with some type of drugs if you're not getting the response you need? And which would you be using the more traditional drugs like mesalamine or the salicylates? And I'd appreciate
Sure. So the question is, and you know, we could do a whole program or series of programs on inflammatory bowel disease, which these days has become, I like to be eclectic. I get bored treating one type of patient all day long. But it just seems that by default, I'm seeing more and more patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. And so I've made myself a little bit of a specialist in that area. And you'll lecture frequently on it to other physicians, write about it. And it's a condition that responds well to diet. The diet that often produces good results is something called the SCD, the specific carbohydrate diet. But just for example, I saw a patient this week who had started the specific carbohydrate diet just 10 days before coming to my office in anticipation of seeing me. He'd looked me up and he found out, you know, what I believe about this and began the specific carbohydrate diet and instantaneously felt better. But then, after seeing me, he ended up in the hospital with an obstruction. And we both agreed when I saw him subsequently that it was too little too late. His Crohn's disease was too advanced, and his strictures, little blockages that form in the intestine, were too swollen to respond to the subtle effects of a diet, which may take 6, 12, 18 months to take effect. And so, you know, we then discussed the use of medication, and I agreed that he probably should be taking what's called a biological medication. He had tried some of the older medications like mesalamine and prednisone, and was already on a medication called Humira, which is a popular drug used for this. But after a while, the efficacy of Humira wears off for patients with inflammatory bowel disease. And so there are a whole raft of new medications that are available. And I said, go back to your gastro, because your gastro is the one who specializes in this and knows how to utilize these new medications, knows their dosing and their potential for side effects, and use a natural approach in conjunction with the medication, and you'll see better and faster results. So the answer is complementary medicine means taking the best of both worlds. Sometimes you need to put the fire out before the diet exerts its effects. It's not an either-or situation, as you point out. There's a synergy sometimes between natural medicine approaches and the use of medications to kind of turn down the inflammatory pathways. Okay. Thank you very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255, and we'll be right back for more of your questions. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Your phone calls in just a moment. 877-726-8255 is our number. And by now, you know, if you listen to this program, and if you subscribe to our newsletter, and if you follow us at drhoffman.com for Intelligent Medicine, you know that the mitochondria is everything when it comes to aging, illness, stamina, energy. And I want to tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to support mitochondrial function and reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. It's NTFactor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And I will share with you a testimonial from a listener. I love this stuff. This product has brought this 70-year-old's energy back that was pretty much lost after suffering an autoimmune disorder. I credit NTFactor with getting me back to 10,000 steps or more every day and hiking up mountainsides again. Now, you've heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NTFactor. It's a complete vitamin and mineral formula with fish oil. But a while ago, I suggested Nutritional Therapeutics, the makers of NTFactor, that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and still harness the power of NTFactor. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now listen up, because for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, BOGO, buy one, get one free. You get another one free. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Go to ntfactor.com and use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Tell them Dr. Hoffman sent you, 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. Okay, this item has to do with sickle cell disease. And this is a very, very devastating condition. And I learned a lot about sickle cell disease because I did my medical training in the Bronx at a hospital where there were a lot of African-American patients. And sickle cell disease was rampant in that community. And it was extremely devastating because it causes horrible pain. Virtually all the patients that I saw with sickle cell disease were addicted to pain meds, and they had terrible joint deformities, all kinds of organ problems, because literally the blood cells that are supposed to be round are sickle-shaped, and there are sickling crises where the blood cells clump and aggregate and cause all kinds of havoc in the body. And so for a long time, the only treatment for that has been something called urea, which is a compound. It's very ancient. It actually comes from urine. It's not made from urine anymore. It's synthesized. But urea seems to somewhat take the edge off that, but didn't do the job. Now comes information. This is in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. A phase three trial of L-glutamine in sickle cell disease. It says that oxidative stress contributes to the physiology of sickle cell disease, and oral therapy with just pharmaceutical-grade glutamine has been shown to reduce sickling events. Another plausible therapy for this, and really this really needs to be investigated, is nicotinamide riboside. There appears to be an NADH component to sickle cell disease. And so for anyone out there with sickle cell disease, the suggestion is that they undertake a trial of L-glutamine, now that that's in the medical literature, but also consider nicotinamide riboside, which goes under the brand name Niacel or Niagen. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. And we'll be back to take your phone calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255. And let's hear now from Consuelo from New Jersey.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi.
I was diagnosed earlier this year with invasive ductal carcinoma. Stage one.
So it's a form of breast cancer.
Progesterone positive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, an estrogen positive cancer.
Yeah.
So after a lumpectomy, they put me on aromatase inhibitors.
Yeah.
I have had the three of them.
Which one?
All of them have produced.
Which ones?
I had all of them. What is it? I cannot remember the names.
Tamoxifen, Femara?
No, that's very old. The aromatase inhibitors, let me see. Exemestane is one.
Okay.
Arimidex is another. And the other one is with the letter L, and I cannot think of it right now.
Something like Letrozole, yeah, okay.
Letrozole, yes, exactly. So, okay. All of them have produced very intense, very negative reactions in me. For example,
yeah,
very intense diarrhea.
Exactly. I'm just
headaches.
Looking. By the way, I'm just looking this up. The
letrozole
here in the article I'm reading was associated with increased incidence of clinically relevant adverse events, including a 10% increase in the rate of grade 3 to 4 diarrhea. Okay, so there are side effects with these medications.
Yes, I was going 20 times a day.
Wow.
When
okay.
I stopped it on my own, and then I called the doctor and I said I cannot. I mean, I cannot possibly continue.
Yep.
And that was only one of the symptoms. I was extremely anxious, and I didn't know why.
Yep.
And then I looked, and it produces anxiety. I had an intractable headache. I have never had a headache so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there were just so many things that stopped.
Joint pain at all?
Yes. Beginning with, the first thing was hot flashes, but I said, that's inconvenient. That's nothing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, because for a listening audience, excuse me one second, Consuelo, hold on one second. For a listening audience, what these medications do, the theory is that they block all your estrogen, so that they're starving the breast tissue of estrogen, which is thought to be a stimulus to breast cancer. And so when they block the estrogen in the breast, they also block the estrogen in your brain, they block the estrogen in your bones, they just block the hormones, everywhere, and you go through instead of a slow natural menopause, you go through sort of a crash menopause where you hit the wall, and you may have mental effects, depression. You may have physical body aches, and then you have also gastrointestinal symptoms. They were intolerable. They were intolerable.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So when we stopped that one, letrozole, they had me 5 days off, and then they put me on exemestane. And when I was like on day 15 of exemestane, once again, the symptoms were so bad, so we stopped it. And then I was put on Arimidex.
Right.
And we stopped the Arimidex. I basically talked to the oncologist and I said to him, I know that for doctors and for the pharmaceutical companies, it's significant to say that you have people who are still alive taking these medications.
Yeah.
But for me, being clinically alive, having a heartbeat, and being absolutely miserable is not worthwhile.
Okay, so hold on right there. This is a really beautiful illustration of a principle in cancer treatment, which is that some of the medications have side effects that are so dire in certain people, and this is very individualized. Some people tolerate these medications. They have minor side effects, and other people have devastating side effects. The slight benefit, slight survival benefit that you would get from taking these medications. By the way, this is not like a life or death thing, like you're going to die if you don't take these medications 100%, and if you take these medications, you're 100% likely to avoid a cancer recurrence. There's probably, I'm just going to throw it out there, maybe a 10 to 15% survival advantage with these medications, which means you might be one of the women who respond to it, or you might not. Many women who take these medications, of course, go on to develop metastatic breast cancer, because these days most women take these medications if they have hormone-responsive breast cancer. And unfortunately, many women have recurrences in spite of taking those. Conversely, many women who don't take these adjunctive treatments after their surgery for breast cancer do fine. So there's only a a minority, maybe low two digits or maybe single digit advantage in women who might have their survival enhanced by taking these medications. And then what are we talking about? We're talking about quality of life here. You know, maybe your doctor would suggest, well, suck it up, double down, take your medication because it's so beneficial. But what about the quality of your life? So, you know, probably what you want to know about is, you know, are there alternatives to this? Are there natural hormone blockers? Well, you know, if they're natural, they might be milder in their effects, but you're going to get some of the side effects anyway. So just this whole strategy doesn't seem to be reasonable. But there's so many other things you can do for prevention of recurrence of breast cancer. You can take nutrients like curcumin and EGCG and have adequate levels of vitamin D. And I could go on, and I have in articles that I've written at drhoffman.com on this specific situation. You know, early diagnosis of breast cancer, what can you do nutritionally? A low-sugar diet. An exercise program, optimizing your weight, you know, carrying excess body weight, actually increases your body's estrogen release. So these are some of the strategies that could make a difference for you. And you know, I often work with patients who have a diagnosis of breast cancer, and they do take their medications, they want to know what else they can do, or they can't take their medications, and we tell them, okay, here's some other things you can do, because you want to be proactive. It's not just to take medications or don't do anything at all. It's all of the above. Do whatever we can to reduce the risk of recurrence. So I thank you for that phone call. And, you know, you did your due diligence. You tried the medication. You were a good camper. You were cooperative. But it doesn't work for you. And that, unfortunately, that's the case for many women. And for men, it's a similar situation. You know, prostate cancer is also treated with hormone blockers. And for some men, and I've talked to some of these men, the side effects of these hormone blockers are so devastating that they'd rather die of the prostate cancer. Literally, men have said this to me. And so we offer them natural alternatives that reduce their risk of recurrence as well. So there you have it. All right. Thank you very much for your call. That was a good question. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255. And we got a call from Joyce on Long Island. Hi, Joyce.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. So I have dry eyes, and I'm scheduled to have cataract surgery on August
3rd. Boy, are you lucky, Joyce?
You know, really, okay.
You know why? I'll tell you why, because I wrote an article on that subject just this week.
Okay.
Did you see that in our newsletter?
I did, and I saw about the GLA, and I looked up primrose oil, and it has 10% in it, and I don't know what percentage of the GLA I should be taking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so great. That, I guess, prompted your call because you do follow us and read our newsletter article. Okay, so let me share with our listeners, for those who didn't read the article, what I have to say. Recently, there was a big trial in the New England Journal of Medicine about fish oil for dry eye. And what they concluded is that fish oil does not help dry eye. And my reaction to that is that if you ask the wrong question, you're going to get the wrong answer. Because we've long known that fish oil is part of the equation, the nutritional equation for treating dry eye. But it's not the whole recipe. It's kind of like trying to make, you know, bake a loaf of bread with just flour and water. You know, that's not going to work. I mean, maybe you might get matzah, but you're not going to get bread. And so when it comes to dry eye, you need to incorporate GLA, which is gamma-linolenic acid, which comes from primrose oil. But actually, primrose oil, I think, has fallen a little bit into disfavor as the best source of GLA. It's less cost-effective than blackcurrant seed oil or borage oil. And my suggestion would be to go kind of aggressive. I would take fish oil. I wouldn't eschew fish oil because I think it's part of what helps. And I might take 4 capsules a day of a really potent omega-3. But I would also take GLA from borage oil, and I would take at least 2 or 3 capsules of GLA daily. And you got to wait. You know, this is not going to happen. It's not going to work instantaneously. You're going to have to wait like 3 months, 6 months, because it takes a while for the body to do an oil change. But that oil change will change the ratio of prostaglandins that cause inflammation in the eye. It also, by the way, tears are not just salty water. Tears are actually comprised of certain oils. And the oils that you consume in your diet are actually reflected in the oils that coat your eye surface. And if you're, you know, getting a bunch of trans fats or a bunch of omega-6 fats from poor quality junk food sources, that's actually going to change the composition of your tears and the lubrication that keeps your eyes from drying out. So there you have it. Did I answer your question about the GLA? Joyce?
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. So now I've been taking the super omega-3s for years and years. And I take two a day. You're saying to take four now?
Yeah, I would go more aggressive, but I would also add to that regimen the GLA. And, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, you said the GLA is in the borage and two capsules of borage daily?
Maybe two, three per day.
And that's borage. Now, is there a particular brand of borage that you recommend?
One thing you can do, and, you know, our listeners have free access to this, is go to my webpage at drhoffman.com. And there I have recommendations for the supplements that we recommend to our listeners as well as to our patients. And if you register for FullScript, FullScript is an online pharmacy that has doctor-approved supplements, you know, pharmaceutical-grade supplements of the highest quality. And there you'll find a borage oil that I think will be appropriate for you. You could also use black currant seed oil. It's not so much the brand that's important. It's the consistency of taking 2 to 3 capsules of a high-potency GLA daily that'll make the difference for your eyes ultimately. Okay? So give it a shot. Thank you very much for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're taking your calls 877-726-8255 for questions related to medicine and nutrition. We've got a call from Laura in Minnesota. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi. What's your question?
I have a question regarding Sjogren's syndrome.
Yeah.
Is there anything they prescribe for that, especially since I'm on tamoxifen for breast cancer?
Mm-hmm. And that could actually make things worse. You know, as our caller said, previously, this is tamoxifen's a hormone blocker. And yeah. things that block hormones tend to dry you out. And Sjogren's right. syndrome is a dry eye and dry mouth and, frankly, yep, dry vaginal that. Mucous membrane condition. So, and in addition to aging and menopause, you got kind of a triple whammy. Hey, you're from Minnesota. Any Scandinavian background there?
No, German heritage.
Okay, well, you know, it's kind of close. You know, Sjogren, it's really spelled in a weird way. It's S-J with a O with a little umlaut over it. And it's spelled the Swedish way because Sjogren was the guy in Sweden who first discovered it. It's often occurs in Caucasians from Northern Europe. And Minnesota is a place where a lot of folks from Norway and Sweden migrated to back in the, I guess, was the 19th century. So things that help. Well, it's an autoimmune condition, and I often recommend a paleo diet in relation to autoimmune conditions like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis. I think that works well. We've done several interviews on Intelligent Medicine with folks who propose a paleo diet approach to autoimmunity. Amy Myers, among them. She's written a book about autoimmunity. And we've done a couple of other interviews about the paleo diet for autoimmunity. That means avoidance of grains, avoidance of dairy, avoidance of even legumes, and pretty much subsisting the way our Paleolithic ancestors did before the introduction of modern food. Lots of fruits and vegetables, they're permitted. That's fine. Perhaps eliminating the nightshade vegetables, which can cause problems for some people, joint problems. I also recommend that we take a look at the gastrointestinal tract, because the microbiome may be determinant of whether you get autoimmunity. And in particular, when you have leaky gut syndrome or gaps in your intestinal barrier, toxins and food allergens can penetrate into your tissues that should be kept out by an intact gut barrier. So leaky gut syndrome, we would treat that with probiotics. We would treat that with something like colostrum, which I'll tell you about in just a moment. And also lots and lots of essential fatty acids. You know, we talked about dry eye earlier. One of the main causes of dry eye from a disease standpoint is Sjogren's syndrome. I'm pretty sure that with this condition you suffer from dry eye, right, Laura? And so high doses of fish oil, but also GLA from borage oil or blackcurrant seed oil would be helpful. So these are among the things that can make a difference. The inflammatory component of that can be treated with things like curcumin. Vitamin D is absolutely essential for the treatment of autoimmunity, in particular Sjogren's syndrome. And when it comes to dry mouth symptoms, an excellent product is something called RAIN, which is made by one of our sponsors, Clear, X-L-E-A-R. And if you go to their website at xlearclear.com, you can order RAIN, which actually helps to moisturize the mucous membranes, but also prevents dental decay, which is pretty common when people have dry mouth. So there you have it. That's a strategy that you can use for Sjogren's syndrome, and I thank you for calling from Minnesota. I want to share some information about colostrum. It's a nutritional supplement that I recommend and I use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, and in particular, in patients with leaky gut syndrome. The product is Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. It's the best colostrum on the market. And adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. So you can take it as a preventive, or you can take it to address a condition. It may also be helpful in inflammatory bowel conditions, colitis, Crohn's disease. Sovereign's product, Colostrum LD, has a proprietary enhanced delivery system. And if you want to order it, just go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. So please check that out. For one of our callers earlier, you know, the importance of diet for breast cancer. This study from Harvard University, top of the line. Women who eat a high amount of fruits and vegetables each day may have a lower risk of breast cancer, especially of aggressive tumors, than those who eat fewer fruits and vegetables. The study was published in the International Journal of Cancer. So diet has a major effect on breast cancer, as we know. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols, and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.